Now motherhood, right? Motherhood is an incredibly high calling. So we have mothers here, and it is not an easy calling. So husband, you will know, or you may notice that, right? Behind the scene, what the mothers have been doing, and what the mothers have been preparing, right, for one trip, there's so much of preparation behind the scene. So it is definitely the day today that we need to pause and say to our mothers, thank you. We need to specially dedicate today to honor them and to thank God for them. If you have been doing this every day of your life, every week of your life, good. All the best. Good. Very good. But if not, because of our occupied schedule, or it could be, you know, our parents are living so far away that we seldom see them, I would like to encourage all of us here to specially dedicate a day to celebrate Mother's Day. And today is the one that the world has chosen in a way to celebrate Mother's Day. And at the same time, I acknowledge that Mother's Day may not be a very happy day for some of us, for many different reasons. Some of us perhaps have recently lost our mother, and we miss her. Some of us, we may not have a perfect relationship with our mother. So it is very hard for us to hear all these nice things said about mothers. Or maybe for some of us, our children has grown up, they are out of the home, and some of us, mothers, may have some deep regrets and wishing that we can go back and do motherhood all over again. And for some of us, we love to be a mother, but that hasn't happened. So if Mother's Day is a painful day for you, we ought to remember that God understands. I don't understand because I'm not God. God understands. God cares deeply about how you feel. And my prayer today is that God Himself will minister to you. And let us be very open. Right? So when we talk about a painful motherhood, people may say that they understand us. People may say that, you know, this is just a phase of our life. After this, it will go, you know, you just walk through it. But we have to acknowledge that there are genuine hurt and pain in mothers today. And it could be something that happened in the past. But I want to assure you this morning that God understands our pain. God understands our pain. And for other mothers, there are very beautiful verses and phrases about God's love through mothers. So one way that we can know who God is that when we look at our mothers. So three beautiful phrases about God's love through mothers. The closest love to God's love is to witness the love of a good mother. If you say that your mom is a good mother, look at her and imagine how God's love is for you. You will catch a glimpse of God's love through your mother. And the best mothers are a window into the heart of God. So if you think your mom is the best mom in the world, check and see whether they are showing God's heart in their life. And lastly, a mother's love is the closest thing to God's love we can imagine. So if you say that your mom has a lot of love for you, that is the closest thing that we can see and imagine about God's love for us. So today's message, there are only three points. Mothers, or mom on the mission, that was the theme for the church. And as we pray tributes to our mothers, they are on a mission. And out of the many missions mentioned in the Bible, let me just give you three that we can focus upon this morning. First of all, is to be joyful. So they are on a mission to be joyful, and that should show in their life. They are on a mission to be gentle, showing care and love to her children. This should be some of the things that we can catch from their life. And they are on a mission to train younger women to be godly. If they have daughters, they are preparing the daughters to be good mothers. All right, so three very simple points. So let's jump to the first one. First one, to be joyful. Mothers are on a mission to be joyful. John 16, verse 21. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that the child is born into the world. Now, because of technology, because of medical advancement, today we have something called epidural. All right? Do you know what's epidural? Just wave your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Just nod your head, all right? Okay? So those days, you will notice that they don't have that. So mothers, being mothers, they have no choice but to endure the whole child-giving process. Right? So as they endure, my wife had not gone through the epidural. It was, I think it's painful. I have no idea how painful it is. I can only be at her side, holding her hands. I can only imagine the pain that she is going through. But that pain somehow turned to joy when the baby comes up. And again in the scripture, we see that to be joyful because we know that the joy has already replaced the pain that she had gone through. So as mothers, you are called on a mission to be joyful. I can never be a mother. Mothers are called to be on a mission to be joyful. Remember the time when you first give birth to your children, to your child, the pain that you endured, and the joy that you first experienced when he or she came up. And at times we notice that, as our children grow up, again and again they brought us pain. And again they test our patience. Again and again, when you ask them not to do certain things, they go against your will. And as they grow up, maybe you don't have a good relationship with them because they simply don't listen to us. Mothers, be reminded that you are called to be joyful. To remember the joy that you first experienced when your child comes into being. Remember that because that will give you strength to go on. That is the source of your strength. When your baby first came into being into this world, the sleepless night that you endured, especially with children or with a baby that has complications, even more things happening in the family. But God is reminding us that joy from the Lord is one that is going to strengthen us and give us the strength to continue your journey as a mother. So to all mothers on a mission, first of all, be joyful. The joy comes from the Lord. And secondly, mothers are on a mission to be gentle, to show care and love to her children. And I've seen the meme, right, in the internet. They start off the day in a very nice manner, 8 o'clock maybe. But by 9 o'clock, they turn to be a dinosaur because simply the child, just doesn't cooperate with them. Mothers are called to be gentle, to show care and love to her children. Now, the method, we are not going to talk about the how, right? You can show love, care, and gentleness by shouting. I'm not sure. Because at times, again and again, as you're being patient with your children, with your child, when they don't listen, that's when you have to change your method. But children ultimately understand that your moms are gentle, showing care and love to you. Think of the time when they don't do that. Is it because of something that we have done that triggers her? Don't you think your mother wants to be gentle, showing love and care all the time? So for children, I would like to encourage you to think whether is there anything in our life that is you know, going against her will that triggers her to become a dinosaur and not showing gentleness, not showing care and love appropriately. And husbands, we are to be reminded that the best way that we can love our wife, our children's mother, is by loving them to the fullest. All right, so let's look at 1 Thessalonians 2:7-8. Here Paul and Silas was mentioning, you know, we were like little children or were gentle among you. And just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we care for you. And because we love you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. So love, ultimately, is the reason why we seek to share our lives together with one another. It is out of this love that we are willing to spend our time being patient, showing care, disciplining you, spending time with you, make sure that everything is provided for your food, for your education, in a way, for your life. A mother's role is one of gentleness, and the scripture clearly says this, describing the nursing mother as one who imparts her own life to her child, who is in her arms and next to her heart. So this is a very beautiful picture that God has given to us. Because as you feed the baby, right, it is in her arms, next to her heart. And this is how God shows His love through mothers to us. And this is how we can catch a glimpse of God loving us as well. Now, doing all this takes time, it takes hard work, and it takes a lot of energy, especially to care for young children today. So as we look at our mothers, do we actually catch a glimpse of our Heavenly Father for us through our mothers? And the best news is that mothers, they share the gospel to their children. They share the gospel to their children because that is the best gift possible that she can bless her children with. So mothers, if your children have not yet known who God is, if your children have not yet known who Jesus is, show them the gospel in your life. Show them the love of God through your life. And for children, for children especially, what do mothers want for you? What do mothers want for you? Your mother definitely wants the best for you. To have choices and to make good choices. And above all, they want their children to walk with the Lord. Because that is the best gift that as parents, as mothers today, we can give to our children. And what do mothers want from their children? What do you think? They want your time. They want your love. They want your respect. And lastly, mothers are on a mission to train younger women to be godly. Now, this can be found in Titus chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. Then they, the older women, can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, to be pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Older women. So we have grandparents here, too, and grandparents comes from being a mother in the past, and they too were young ones. And here we see that mothers, you are on a mission to train younger women. It could be your own daughters. It could be your nieces. It could be someone in the family who is younger than you in physical age. They could be also younger in their faith with you, right? So those who are a new Christian, so that is, as a mothers, we are on a mission, or you are on a mission to train them so that ultimately God will be glorified. To be self-controlled, to be pure in their love, to be occupied at home and look into the work of the home, the ministry of the home, to be kind not only to the family, but also to the people around and to be subject to their husband. So ultimately, this is the role of a mother in a house and prayerfully as they continue to love their family, God will be glorified and this home will definitely be a blessing to the people around us. Now we have to acknowledge that we have seen examples of godly mothers, good mothers, and of course we have known of mothers who seem to fall below the general expectations. How come my mother doesn't do that? How come my mother is supposed to love me, but I don't feel her love? It is a good reminder for us today that mothers too are limited. Their love for us may be limited as well. But as we turn our focus from our mothers to Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ displayed his sacrificial love through his death on the cross. This is the best example that we can see of God's love for us, even though our parents, our mother may fail. And how did God choose to love us, each and every one of us, whether we know him, whether we have heard of him, or whether we choose not to believe him. Jesus Christ, first and foremost, already chose to die for you and for me on the cross about 2,000 years ago. And this kind of sacrificial love is one that is hopefully seen in our mother. And when we don't see this type of sacrificial love from our mothers, we have to understand that they too have limitations. Prayerfully, this will be a time where we can see that just as a mother willingly suffers for our child or for her child, we are reminded of God's willingness to suffer for humanity. Again and again, through mothers, we can see to a certain degree God's love for each and every one of us. And regardless of whether we are a mother or not, we are called to imitate this love for others. Lastly, it is a reminder to all parents, especially mothers, that motherhood is a call to, in a way, suffering. Because once, even before the baby was born, you will have to go through the labor pain, the intensity of the labor pain, and up to the point where, you know, ultimately they become somebody else's problem, where they, you know, you give them off in the marriage. Mothers is a call, in a way, to suffer in hope. Even when our child, and even when your child seems to be hopeless, even when our child seems there's no way that you can help them, but a mother's prayer is one that is powerful. So mothers, as you show gentleness, love, and care to your children, first and foremost, above all, pray for them. Pray for your children. And as a response to that, children, husbands, shower your wife or your mother with time, love, and respect. Again, a father is of a very important role because what they can do for their children first and foremost is to love their mother. Mothers are on a mission, and the mission is to be joyful, is to be gentle and to show care and love to their children, is to be able to train younger women to be godly. So out of the many instructions in the Bible, let me leave to you, especially the mothers, three instructions from the Lord. And prayerfully, as we are reminded to celebrate Mother's Day today, as children, as husband, first and foremost, very importantly, continue to pray for your wife and mothers.